With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up on this Thursday edition, week 13 in the NFL is here. It's the first day of December. We've got some over-unders on Patriots hosting the Bills later on. And also, could we be seeing a problematic trend with those Buffalo Bills? We'll get into that for you here. We're also going to talk about which division is better, the NFC East or the AFC East. Believe it or not, two of the top divisions in the NFL. We've got some other NFL news and notes we're going to get into. We got some college football conversation to be had. We got Albert Breer stopping by. We've got another edition of In Case You Miss It, and it's all yours coming up next here. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on a Thursday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Throw them up, Berto. Throw them up. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Happy December 1st, everybody. It is December. Tis the season.
So is it safe to start playing the Christmas music now, or is that after Thanksgiving?
Listen, I've gotten conflicting reports on all that. You know, like, I mean, at least Birdo is being a little more patient than Iowa Sam was, who was visibly upset and shaken whenever asked about that earlier.
Oh, no, he wasn't visibly upset and shaken. He was upset. Visibly.
Yeah, he was not a happy camper.
Yeah,
when anybody was asking him about
I'm asking your all's opinion.
I mean, look, I'm a Christmas music guy. Big fan. Nothing better than that.
I'm not, but I know I start hearing it even before Thanksgiving and after Thanksgiving generally. That was when you really, really start to hear Christmas music.
What, like in the house? The family's playing
like
it?
Wherever you go. On the radio, in the grocery store, and, you know, other stores. Generally after Thanksgiving, I thought. My recollection serves me correctly.
By the way, were those the only boxes that came yesterday that you sent over?
No, that was just the start of it.
I forgot about that.
It's like when those owls are coming for, you know, in Harry Potter, and they're dropping off letters, and then they just keep coming, and then you see all these owls all over the place. And that's kind of the box deal at my house.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, that'll probably pick up some speed here with Christmas fast approaching. So
I will say there is a box coming today that in particular that I'm excited about, and it'll have a pair of kicks in there that are Grinch. They're Grinch tennis shoes. So
I'm excited
about those.
That is cool.
Yeah, they're Grinch inspired. Like they're the color of the Grinch. You know, and I didn't want to give out the name of the brand because, you know, we don't do free advertising here as much as we can. So.
Hell yeah.
But they're some pretty sweet shoes, and I'm pretty excited to get them. I might wear them on Saturday to the college, you know, the Big Ten championship game.
Awesome. Is there a lot of green and red
green
in those?
They're just green.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be cool, though, if you just went with some just all black shoes to commemorate your time at Penn State? Just all black. You know, like, because you guys wore all black cleats, correct?
That was part of the get up.
What do you mean? We're talking cleats here. We're talking cleats here. That's not race.
Commemorate my time at Penn State, like all black, huh?
Come on, Todd.
Every
Black,
day I am.
What, Todd Blackledge? If I say that name, is that also racist?
You're not going to hit the button, Berto.
This is ridiculous.
Racist.
Curtis Enos. Like I can't drop a Penn State reference in black cleats and think about, you know, what are we talking about here?
Why are you doubling down? You tripling down, man. Leave it alone.
So just go all black with your shoes. In fact, can you still fit in your old cleats?
You know, the last time I heard all black and all black everything and black this and black that, it was Deontay Wilder walking into the arena to fight Tyson Fury.
How'd that go?
He whooped his ass.
Yeah.
He whooped his ass.
Yeah, that didn't go all that well, but, you know, just neither here nor there.
I was there. The funny thing, so we're up in there and we're, you know, everybody's having a good time. I got a white couple to the right of me. I got Marcellus and his wife to the left of me, and then there's a group that's from where Tyson is from, Tyson Fury is from. So everybody's laughing, having a good time, getting into it. Tyson Fury comes out to Crazy, right? And everybody's like, man, dude is a trip for this. Like,
Patsy,
he's putting
Klein
on slow music. Patsy Klein. All right, so he comes out to it. He's sitting on the throne. He's got these warrior chicks carrying him into the ring. And then here comes Deontay, like, big entry, everything black, black excellence, black, black. And it was like, it's like you have pride for who you are and who, you know, your racial background. But the moment they started doing it, the white couple to the right of us, like, kind of like they went tight. Then we went tight. And Marcellus went tight. Then the people next to Marcellus, they was tight. And we're all looking at each other like, are we allowed to be friends right now? Like, we were trying to figure out, like, what's our relationship dynamic for this fight right now? It made everything so tense in that arena, because now it went from just being America. Like, at first, it's like America versus – where is Tyson from, by the way? I know he's the Gypsy King, but – I forget exactly where he's from.
He's British.
But is it British? Yeah. So it's like us, U.S. versus them, you know, and this is our heavyweight. We haven't had a heavyweight in so long. And it went from USA versus Britain?
Britain.
Okay, there we go. It went from that to black versus white. And it was wild up in there, bro. It was wild. We was almost going to, like, need security to walk around after that fight was over, because it was just so – it was so turned up. But anyways, that's what you led me to from the black shoes.
Well, look, so I was throwing out an idea. You know, I thought it would be a good tribute.
Yeah, it went terribly wrong.
Just a decent tribute. Well, look, I mean, it's, you know, great rivalry in the world of boxing. But the big question is, it is as good of a rivalry as Bills Patriots.
Yeah. Right.
Is it that good of a rivalry as we kick off week 13? Yeah, come on.
Is that even a rivalry?
Yeah, what do you say? Bills Pats. I mean, now are the Pats actually going to get them to punt this time around? Because that was a little bit of an issue last time they met up in the playoffs, that there was a problem there. They couldn't really get a stop, and Buffalo kind of ran all over them. But this, I'm looking forward to this game, because I actually think there's a real possibility that New England wins this game outright. Because if you look at the betting line, it's saying Bills 3.5 to 4, Bills 3.5 to 4, depending on which book you look at. But also, Buffalo's had kind of a weird stretch here where they had their game moved, then they played on a short week, now they're back again. There's some mysterious illness that's, like, swept through the locker room there.
Oh,
Von Miller's banged up. So, look, a lot of people are going to run with that mysterious illness and assume it means you know what's back, potentially. But don't you get the feeling that New England could sneak up and surprise them coming up later tonight?
Do you mean as far as the spread goes, or are you talking about as far as actually winning?
Outright win.
Wow. I mean, how have the last five games gone?
Not well for New England.
Okay.
But listen, it's a new day.
What does that mean exactly? Are that, what are they, like 1-4?
I would have to look that up specifically. But I can. I don't remember a lot of wins on the behalf of the New England Patriots against the Bills.
They won last year, didn't they? Didn't they win 14-10?
That was in that weird snowstorm.
They just ran the ball, right? They never even threw it.
Wasn't that where Micah Hyde got pissed off being asked about them not being able to stop the run afterwards?
Yeah, literally. They went like Wildcat the entire time.
Wait, and Mac Jones threw the ball, what, 2 times?
Something like that. Still got to win.
Fun game.
Yeah. But I think that was the only time they've won the past few years, right?
Yeah.
Because Bills swept them in 2020. I think that's the only win last year. And then obviously this year, the Bills took care of business earlier.
They're going to take care of business again tonight.
The playoffs. Gosh.
Yeah. They're going to do that tonight.
You know, no faith in New England whatsoever.
Not in this one. Now, like you said, if it's the spread, I'll say all of those elements will play a part in the spread. But in terms of winning and losing, I don't see the Patriots winning tonight. I don't see that.
The problem is the Bills haven't been, like, blowing teams out, right? They got a little extra rest after a close win in Detroit. Before that, they played Cleveland in, what, a one-score game,
yeah.
Right? Before that, they lost in overtime to Minnesota.
It's since the KC game. It's been kind of choppy.
Which, was it Allen's shoulder who was a little banged up?
Yeah, he got banged up. Was it against week five? Yeah,
or it was Pittsburgh or maybe Kansas City.
Yeah, and he was banged up. But even the game against the Packers, you know, like it was like, I mean, they won. It was a 10-point win, but it's still, you looked at it and said there was kind of some sloppy play. It wasn't the same Bills you were used to.
They have been sloppy. They have been winning sloppy, but they're still winning. They haven't been as good as they were, as sharp as they were earlier on. And obviously losing Vaughn on defense is going to impact your defensive scheme and how your defense comes off. But you saw Ed Oliver, you know, he stepped in and stepped it up. Well, didn't just step in, but, you know, he plays. Yeah. But he stepped up. The level of intensity that he brought to the game. They've had guys that are
Tre'Davious
stepping
White's
up.
White's coming back healthy.
By the way,
they're 3-2 after the bye, and they just haven't looked quite the same. They haven't been as dominant, I guess. So here's how I look at this. You know Belichick's going to try to take away Diggs, which, I mean, good luck. That's not easy to do, by the way. And they couldn't take away Justin Jefferson last week, who absolutely went off versus them on the road. So maybe it's a little different because it's in Foxborough, but that's the first thing. I mean, short week in New England, you know, it's always tough, to get a win on the road like that, especially a dominant one. But they'll try to take away Diggs, and they'll try to, you know, force the Patriots and Josh Allen to find Gabe Davis or, you know, Dawson Knox, someone else to come up in the passing game. And then I think New England has to run the football if they want to have any remote success of keeping pace with them. Like, I don't think they want to make it a Mac Jones, Josh Allen track meet out there on the field. So it's an uphill battle for New England having to play on, I guess you'd say, a little shorter week. Not really. Because they both played, what, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, both played on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you guys. So is this time of year, knowing Buffalo and kind of where they've been at, do you guys buy into it's the third straight road game for the Bills? Like, they were supposed to play at home, but apparently the snow was too much and, you know, nobody could play there because, God forbid, you play in snow and we make it a fun game.
That's right.
And so you played in Detroit and then you came back to Detroit to play last Thursday and now you're back on the road again. Do you guys – is how much of an issue –
to your point, they played in Detroit versus Cleveland. Then they play in Detroit. Now
against Detroit.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're basically – this is three straight road games. Like, at some point, does that catch up to you, or is this just a matter of – what is it, LeVar? Rydell on Rydell, and we don't care about any of that stuff?
There's different ways of looking at it. No one is, you know, immune to the emotional roller coasters of having your schedule changed. You know, when you're supposed to be at home, home games really matter. Those are, you feel different, right? It's handled differently than when you're on the road. And it just feels a certain way when the schedule, like, I never had a game changed where we were supposed to play at home and then we played away because of any type of conditions or circumstances. But we've had to do that for practice because we didn't have a dome when I played in the league. So there would be practice schedules, and our practice, the weather would be so bad that it would disrupt and interrupt the practice where we had to go indoors, whether it was lightning or it was just too much snow. We had to stop practice, go in. They had to figure out a place of where we would practice and where we would go. Sometimes it was an airport hangar. Sometimes it was an indoor soccer facility where we're kicking all of these kids off of the fields to use two fields to be able to be able to practice. Those things disrupt other things. So if you're practicing, what you're hoping for is that the team has things situated in a way where you don't feel the effect or the impact of the change. I think that's where it impacts the players. If the regiment, if the routine is altered enough, I think that's where you have to be concerned about what are they going to be, you know, in terms of preparation wise. Are they going to be ready to go by game time with all of these changes that have taken place? So I think this being their third time being on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they probably figured it out by the second time they had to do this. So I would assume that they have more of a rhythm heading into this game than what they did in prior games. I mean, I would anticipate that they're adjusted. I would anticipate that.
Well, and I think the good news is that it's not at Buffalo, which means, you know, nobody's going to be throwing anything on the field between these two teams.
I don't know that to be true, though.
Okay, well, I mean, that feels like more of a Buffalo thing than a New England thing.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah.
I mean, what do I know?
Maybe it's the return of, I'm not sure you'd call it a New England, you know?
Well, yeah, that is true.
Like the build, though, is fine.
It's great.
It rolls off the tongue. It's perfect for, I think, what everyone in upstate New York's looking for.
Yeah.
For New England, I don't know what else you go with.
The pat dough? Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work, though.
Yeah. Doesn't really. I mean, although if it's, you know, well, listen, I don't want to implicate Bill Belichick in any of this stuff. So I'm not trying to, you know, apply his name to any of these devices. But, you know, there are some possibilities there. You could kind of, you know, work some of this stuff in. But again, we're focused on the game. We're focusing on the gambling aspect of it. We're not talking about the debauchery that is what fans do and what they sneak into games. Still haven't gotten a clear answer as to how they sneak that thing in. But I'm not sure that we want the answer, though. But speaking of which, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, so we're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got some over-unders. Albert Breer's going to stop by. It's all yours. A three-hour extravaganza here on a Thursday morning. Coming up next, though, there is a potential landing spot on the way for a star player in the NFL. We will discuss right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Tom, man. This is like about half hour before the start of Big Noon Kickoff. Guy brought some adjustable dumbbells into his trailer.
I've seen them the half an hour before kickoff.
Oh, stacked and jacked, dude. Brady's going to rip through a suit one of these days. Guy rips off like 200 curls before he goes on. Some shoulder shrugs.
Rip off his sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Like Gronk.
Just.
I wish. I'm in awful shape right now. Too much travel.
That's just such a lie.
Like, it is.
It's not true.
And I've been saying that for 4 years now.
It's a travel, though. I mean, come on. It's you look great. You guys look great.
Yeah,
you
come like COVID
couple of stars.
Hit. It's the travel. And,
you know. Yeah. Even when COVID hit, the travel
was the excuse for not, you know, working out.
Yeah, well, it happens.
And the COVID, of course.
Well, look, it's football season. Everybody's, you know, diet changes a little bit here. I mean, even here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. And by the way, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate is presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, there's a former coach of an NFL team who is speaking out on his dismissal. So you will hear some good stuff from that, again, a little over 20 minutes from now here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. And, hey, today's the day. It's a huge day. Everybody's been looking forward to it. The OBJ tour starts. The free agent visits start for Odell Beckham Jr. All right. Now, apparently the L.A. Rams are no longer in consideration because they've actually they're not saving his locker anymore. So I don't know if anybody saw that. They've decided to go ahead and give his locker to somebody else. So they're assuming that Odell Beckham does not want to be a part of the LA Rams and whatever the hell you call this season for the Rams. But apparently he is starting by visiting the Giants coming up today. Then he's got the Bills after that. And then he's got the Cowboys. So how do we think this is going to play out with all the rumblings, with all the conversation about Dallas and the players begging for him? He's got three teams lined up, three teams he's identified. They all look to be playoff teams. How do we think this goes for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Can I pose this question?
Yeah.
Don't you think as the season wears on, you're going to get a number of teams that either aren't in the playoff run, which then what's the point of him joining that team unless they give him a huge contract that he wants for the future?
Agreed.
And why wouldn't they just wait until the offseason to do that? And then, or there's a team that's in the running for the playoffs, and they might be saying to themselves, okay, we're going to bring him in, but for what? We're already on our way to be a playoff team. He's going to give us, what, 3-4 catches? Like, unless there's an injury to one of the top guys and they need the services of Odell Beckham, like, if you're the Bills right now, okay, he's one of the teams he's looking at. Like, is it worth it in his mind to go there if he's the third option in the passing game? He's not going to beat out Stephon Diggs.
No.
He's not going to, take more of touches away from Gabe Davis. So I kind of wonder, like, what market there really is out there for him. Or is this, like, a market that him and his agent are just conjuring up at this point? Similar to the story they had to conjure up when he was sleeping on the plane and would put his seatbelt on.
Right. Mm.
I think it's a market thing. I think it's a strong play. Outside of Buffalo, I mean, I think it's a strong play. And you can actually leverage New York in going to Buffalo. And keep in mind, him and, from what I believe him and Von Miller are really, really close friends. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's facilitating taking place because of, that connection, the I guess, advocating for him to be a part of it in Buffalo. It will ultimately come down to, does Odell Beckham believe that his brand is still strong enough where he can make money or make it up where he doesn't get it in terms of longevity, long term, and amount from the franchise? Can he make it up in the market? He 110, 20, 30, 200% can do it in New York. Like, I don't think his bridge was burnt in New York when he left. It wasn't the greatest departure. There was some turbulence there. But for the most part, OBJ is still a beloved player from the Giants. And ultimately known for one of the greatest catches, or a catch that changed the history of the game moving forward. Now everybody tries to catch the ball and are judged by catching the ball with one hand. As far as Dallas is concerned, I don't know what the win would be for Dallas. I think they could use him in New York, but I don't know what the win would be in Dallas in terms of it's a big market. It's Dallas, so it's a big brand. That's leverageable. I think with OBJ, it's more about the optics of signing him and what he can bring to your organization value-wise that way versus on the field.
Let me ask this. Who's leveraging who, though? I mean,
I think that would be the best question of it all. How are the teams leveraging Odell Beckham's brand?
That's what I'm saying. It's like I don't really see anything there for that. I think Odell Beckham has everything to gain. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys are not going to be the Dallas Cowboys if Odell Beckham chooses the Giants or someone else? It's not going to matter. It's not going to impact their bottom line. I mean, this isn't like Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi who's going in there like some all-time great that's adding on to a roster that people are dying to see all over the world.
I don't think it's debatable.
And the other thing I'd say is like the Giants. I think in a couple weeks, if the Giants aren't a playoff run, I don't know
what's
that you'd want to go there. Like, what's the point? If you're the Giants, why would you want to bring him on if you're looking towards next year? And if you're Odell, like, okay, so a couple weeks from now or a week from now, he makes his decision. They got, what, 5 games to play?
But then there's no value.
You can't extend into a playoff run, right?
Yeah, well, if you're not leveraging the celebrity and the brand that OBJ has become, then there is no real value there to probably sign him at a number that would be doable for him to want to do it. It's probably not there.
This late in the season, doesn't it take a little bit of time to incorporate a wide receiver into the offense?
Sure. Like,
so at what point is he going to be ready? week 19? Like, that's, I just, it feels like the timing on this just doesn't add, like he's really trying to push for it. And I look, LeVar, you threw this out when we first started talking about this, you know, 5-6 weeks ago, and said, like, it kind of seems like it makes more sense to just start this upcoming off season when there's a lot more suitors out there for you, as opposed to I'm deciding where I want to go. Well, maybe it's not your call. Like, maybe the Giants are like, well, it doesn't really make sense to bring him in. You know, we've got, you know, injuries at wide receiver, but, you know, if we're out of the playoffs, to Brady's point, what's the point? And then if you're the Bills, all right, well, yeah, I mean, you know, we could bring him in, but, you know, Gabe Davis, every time you turn on the TV, that guy seems like he's scoring a touchdown. And then Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in the league. And Dallas has got weapons. CeeDee Lamb's been a monster lately. Like, Dallas has got weapons there. I wonder, at some point, did Odell Beckham, was he so desperate to be in everybody's front of mind for at some point this season that he just kept trying to force the issue? Because if you remember, if you go back to week one, remember Odell Beckham was telling people that he'll sign with whoever wins the Bills-Rams game? What? Like, why does he have a say in that?
I mean, I just think it's more of a show. Like,
yeah, but
again
that only benefits him. It doesn't benefit an NFL franchise.
That's correct.
The Giants have been a great story because of their success under Brian Daboll, and Dallas is Dallas. Like, players come and go to Dallas. It doesn't matter. Like, it really, to me, it does not matter. Like, to me, that's a brand that there's no one bigger than the star. Even as many Hall of Fame players go through there, it's still the star. It's still the Dallas Cowboys and that logo, that jersey. There might be other markets where you could make that case, but like, how much are you going to leverage at this point in time? Like, you're more focused and keyed in on the playoffs, and that should be paramount to anything else.
But why do you think he's keyed in on that?
Well, again, what role is he going to play in that? Last time he was playing, he was catching about 3 balls a game.
Right. He's building a brand. He's continuing to build. That's, we're asking, what's the value proposition for both sides? For OBJ,
I'm not asking for both sides. Because I know it's only upside for him, because he's not playing right now.
Correct.
If he doesn't have the NFL, there is really nothing else he's going to continue to build.
My
question more is, why if you're one of these teams, are you looking at it seriously, unless there's a dire need for depth for that player? And even then, you don't know what kind of impact he's going to make. But it's not, to me, it's not about his brand. It's just about a need of a player that has his caliber that you've seen at one point in time play at a really high level.
That would be the franchise, and that would be correct. But I also would look at it and say, if I'm going after him now, to your question, Jonas, if I'm going after him now, if I'm actually bringing him in, and I would work him out, interview him, or even if I don't work him out, if he passes a physical, I'm trying to get a value proposition. That's why you would sign him now.
What if the Texan said, hey, we'd love to bring you in. I know we only have a few games left. Yeah, we're not a playoff team, but we feel like, you know, you along with Brandon Cooks, we'd love to get a look at this. And Lovie Smith says, hey, man, we'd like to see how this looks next season. We're building,
and here's
we're
what
ascending.
We can offer you right now, which may be much less than what the value of it could possibly be in free agency when that opens up. But if you could get a value proposition, then you try to do it.
But
if you see
contract? I mean, we were throwing on business terms. Like, there's no value prop. This isn't a product where we're trying to differentiate from our competitors, right? Like, they're going to offer him a contract that's going to be enough money where he says, yeah, I'm willing to go play for that and get my career restarted and hopefully make this home and play here for a few years. Or he's not. Like, that's paramount to anything else. If Houston Texans offered him $10 million, right, for on a 1-year deal, or if let's say a 3-year deal, and he's getting paid north of 10 a year, he's going to take that. He's probably saying, like, this is more than I'm going to get paid anywhere else right now, so why wouldn't I take that, as compared to maybe a better team, but that's going to pay him half that for what his services may be.
Do you think he'd rather have a 1-year finish the season out deal with the Cowboys or a multi-year deal with the Houston Texans? Because I think
how much money are you talking about? Like what's the delta? This is where you start business.
So I don't know, like, what is that, airplane? I'm not the greatest business guy in the world, but like, what would you say a 3-year deal for Odell Beckham average? What would it be, like, $8 million a year, $9 million a year? You get at this point, like, if he gets a 3-year, $30 million deal or an offer on
Houston
the table from the Texans,
is a nice market. It's a great market.
So then
their team isn't great, but it's a great market.
So then this whole thing about I'm going to play for a winner. I want to play for the team that's, you know, chasing a Super Bowl. You know, Rams, Bills. I'll go to the winner there. Every
but
team
he also
that's been
said he
out,
wanted longevity. Didn't he say he wanted to buy a house and live there and have some time there?
He did. That's why I'm saying maybe the only offer that he's really going to have that's going to provide that for him is going to be like a Houston or a Detroit or right. Jacksonville. And right. and at that point, these teams that he's thrown out maybe don't need him as much as he needs them.
He hasn't averaged over 5 catches since 2018. I mean, I'm just, you know, you got to look at what exactly he's bringing to the table at this point, right? I mean, what exactly is he going to, how is he going to impact your team? How is he going to help your roster? We talked about the fact he's not going to play special teams. So you can eliminate, you're going to have to add an additional roster spot if you're cutting a guy to make room for him that's going to have to play on special teams. And so I keep going back to like the value of what he's going to bring. I mean, you guys tell me, it's 2022 now. And what kind of impact is he going to be? And how many other rosters do we have with wide receivers who are averaging 3-4 catches a game that are being paid $10 million a year?
It feels like the Josh Gordon thing. To where every year Josh Gordon was getting signed by somebody. He's like, oh man, great signing.
He wasn't getting that deal though.
I know. Like he was getting one-year deal, prove it, and try and stay clean.
Right.
That's the value proposition of it. In business terms for football, that's the value proposition. Are you going to be able to get as much value out of OBJ if you bring him in as it applies to all of it? You're not just going to look at it from the production on the field. You're going to look at it how
I don't
how,
know that we're using that term properly. This is a marketing term.
I'm a pretty smart dude, Q.
I don't doubt that, but it's more about innovation or service or a feature that's intended to make a product attractive to customers. I don't know that value prop is being used
it's
properly.
Not, I don't know that you're using it all the way properly.
Well, that's the definition.
Saying.
I'm telling you the definition of what it is.
If we're looking at value proposition as it applies
an innovation,
to
service, or feature. Okay, go ahead.
The
it's
value,
intended to make their organization and productive and attractive to customers. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you do want to make your product productive and attractive to customers. Well, you think athletes are. They're a product.
I would say you're an employee. It's a little different.
Yeah, well, you're putting a product on the field.
The product
and
the is the experience that you're providing fans.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can see how I understand it, and I think it makes sense even within the parameters of the definition that you gave it.
Wow.
There is a value proposition to how you would look at bringing OBJ into your organization because you do want to have a product that is attractive to the people that you are marketing and wanting to come watch your team play. That's your consumer.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports
Radio.
I don't
know the value proposition for me using a bronzer. I know that.
Yeah, there's not much value in that.
Not much.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, though, a former head coach of an NFL team is finally speaking out. You'll hear from him right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we do have some good news. We've got some good news. If you're a football fan, and let's be honest here, who isn't? But if you listening right now are a football fan, we've got good news for you. That's coming up 10 minutes from now here, top of next hour on Fox Sports Radio. And before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, want to let you know, we are brought to you by Discover. We get talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Dlap.
Guys,
guys, in case you missed this, Nebraska's new head coach Matt Rhule was asked yesterday by Peter Schrager what he would do differently about his time in the NFL. He gave a brutal answer, brutally honest answer. Take a listen.
I think I probably would just probably take it another job. You know, I mean, it's a great place. You know, the wonderful people, but I just don't know if I was a fit there. You know, at the end of the day, we talked about, hey, we're going to have a 4-year plan, a 5-year plan. You know, if you tell me, hey, we got a 2-year plan, then I'm going to go get signed a bunch of free agents and do it. So, you know, what was a 4-year plan became a 2-year and 5-game plan real quick.
Good for Matt Rhule, by the way. Hey, what would you do different about the job? Not take it.
The reality is, like, if Tepper signed him up and said, hey, you got 4 years and this is what we're looking at doing. And then after because he was probably the guy that really was pushy at bringing in Sam Darnold, bringing in Baker Mayfield. if he was meddling in all of it, and then after year two, he's like, hey, you got to start winning some games. It's like, all right, dude. Had I known that, we probably would have looked at it different because they do have a good defense. They do have some young pieces on offense. I mean, Ike Ekwonu is going to be solid for left tackle. They, you know, they've been running the football well. You know, DJ Moore is obviously a piece they didn't move on from. I feel like that happens probably more often than people realize in the NFL. Owners can't handle the stress of losing, and they just cut bait and forget what they said 2 years prior.
By the way, I think the reason he got a seven-year deal is because the Giants also were interested in hiring him, and Carolina felt like they had to go above and beyond to make sure they didn't lose out on him. And he got, what, 2 years plus? And that's it?
Which is good. 2 years, five games.
Jesus, man. Just no patience just at all. So.
Well, and he was also, if you look at David Tepper's like career, you could match the Jimmy Haslam. Remember when Jimmy Haslam took over as the majority owner of the Browns? They were moving on from, you know, coaches after a year. And they were both minority owners within the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, I believe. So kind of interesting track record just for that ownership and how it's the exact opposite of how the Rooney family has always done things. Like, they're as patient as they come when it comes to these sorts of decisions.
Three coaches since the 60s for the Steelers. Three coaches since the 60s. Baker Mayfield's had like six. And he got drafted in 2018. That's pretty wild. What else we got, Lee?
Guys, both the Jets and Giants have an option to opt out of their MetLife Stadium lease in 2025, as long as they give the state of New Jersey a 12-month notice. New York State Senator Joe Addabbo wants them back in Queens. He's trying to make a move for that.
All right, here we go. And by the way, isn't Queens, is that where they...
film coming to
America. It's actually New York. That's the first thing.
Well, yeah, there's that too. But that's true. Like the U.S. Open is held there, correct? Or is that that's in Flushing? Is that that's Queens, right? I don't know. Listen, I'm not up to speed.
Fenley would
boroughs.
Know. Fenley's more of the tennis guru.
Yeah, Fenley. Put the racket down. Is the U.S. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. You should probably shaving. Listen. You get him back.
He's not even there, is he?
You want to repeat that, Berto?
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. All right. So I didn't know he's a Bills fan. But point being, yeah, it would be kind of nice to have them back
Queens.
In New York.
You were right. You were correct.
Yeah. How about
it's
it?
It's in Queens.
Yeah. Flushing, you know? It's one of those boroughs there.
Where the Mets play.
Also. Yeah. What, are they going to share a stadium with the Mets? They still doing that? To no. Have like a nice little infield for half part of the games? I mean,
it is interesting how different the Jets' location, where they live and their fan base, is from the Giants and their location and where they live. Right. It is vastly different. It's like more Staten
Queens would
Allen
be better for the Jets, right?
What's that?
Would Queens be better for the Jets or Giants?
Yes. It'd be better for the Jets. Yeah.
Well, then they'll probably play backup quarterbacks there, too.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.